A new, inexperienced insider is more effective than a highly trained, mature outsider. When it comes to church planting, pastors are the worst. Pastors have no business planting churches. They're not gifted to plant churches. They're not called to plant churches. Their job is to equip their church to go out and plant churches. I was in a Hispanic conference earlier in the year, and if you don't know about it, the Hispanic churches are doing incredible things globally, particularly among Muslims. And they were standing up and reporting about what their individual churches had done. These were all pastors. And one pastor stood up and he said, well, we had an interesting year. We started 17 churches this year out of our... I said, how big's your church? He said, oh, we run about 100. And I said, well, how did you do that? He said, I just challenged everyone in our church, said, if you're a believer and you're living in a community, you should start a church in your home. And 17 of them did. And I said, yeah, just that simple. It's not hard. Just start a church in your home. And I said, what's happening to those? He says, well, they're growing. He says, the churches started now outnumber in members us. And that'd be a great thing to say. The churches I started this year, or my church started this year, outnumber the total population of my church in 1 year. That's more than doubling the number of believers and hugely impacting the number of different communities that a church impacts. These inexperienced leaders were exactly the right people to start churches in those neighborhoods. A number of years ago, one of my schoolmates we went to elementary, junior high, high school, college together. So we were, we knew each other very, very well. We knew each other's wives before we knew each other. it's just that kind of community life. And Randy became an executive with a major pharmaceutical company, and he's making mid six figures. That's $500,000 a year salary. I'm living in Singapore, and calls me and says, David, I've just been relocated to a new community, and there's no decent, he used that term, decent church here. I want to hire you to come and start a church. And I said, Randy, I'm busy. I live in Singapore. I'm starting churches in India. I don't have time to come to New Jersey and start churches. He says, no, we got to have a church in New Jersey that's a real church, and I know you can do this. I said, Randy, let me tell you what, I can't do it, but I know who can. He goes, give me his name. I said, look in the mirror. And he says, I don't know how. I says, you got 5 minutes? I'll teach you how to start a church. And he said, okay. And I said, well, you got to follow the first instruction. It'll take me 5 minutes to give it to you. And then when you've completed that, call me for the next one, and I'll tell you what it is. He says, what's the first instruction? I said, I want you to go to your neighborhood where you've just moved, knock on every door, and invite them to a barbecue next Saturday. And he says, then what? I said, I'll tell you after you do this. And he said, he called me up about 2 weeks later. He says, we had the barbecue. I said, how many people showed up? He said, I invited 40 families, 42 showed up. And I said, oh, that's great. I said, well, let's plan another barbecue for next month. And we planned another barbecue. He said, but this barbecue, I want you to introduce some topics for people to talk about. Just divide them in around the table and say, I want you to talk about some topics, and give everyone a piece of paper with a topic on it, and just ask them about the topic. He said, well, what kind of topics? I said, what are the problems in your community? Get them talking about their problems. He says, then what? I said, call me next week. And he got them started. Well, to make a long story very short, that church just bought 40 acres of land and has over 1,000 members. Now, if I'd have walked to any one of the doors in his community and knocked on it and said, my name's David Watson and I'm the missionary, how many people would have showed up to the barbecue? Or if I'd have said, I'm David Watson, I'm the new pastor in town, how many people would have shown up to the barbecue? Zero. Exactly zero. I tell people all the time, I spend a great deal of time on planes. Matter of fact, I just got an email from American Airlines said, congratulations, you've made executive platinum again. It's April, folks, and I've already flown over 100,000 miles with them. So I live a lot on planes. Well, consequently, sometimes I'm tired, sometimes I'm fine. I've learned if I want to be left alone on an airplane, people sit down beside you and start talking, say, what do you do? And I say, I'm a missionary. I can sleep the rest of the flight. Don't have to worry about it. Matter of fact, some of them ask for a seat reassignment. I don't. Can I move? But if I say, I'm an engineer, or I own a little company, all of a sudden, for the next 14 hours, we're talking. Pastors aren't the right people to start churches. Outsiders aren't the right people to start churches. Let God give you that insider. And when you get the insider, that's the one who will start churches. So really, the church planter's job is not to start churches. The church planter's job is to discover the right people to start churches in their own community. And that's a big part of what we're going to be talking about this next few days.